This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Brought to you by FeedWorks USA, supplier of Agilin Ruminant, the only feed additive certified to improve feed efficiency and reduce enteric methane. Learn more at theagilinstory.com.
Welcome to today's Feed Forum, and we're going to talk about longevity opportunities. And this is based on a webinar that I attended recently from the University of Calgary by Carol Ostel. How do we define longevity? Longevity basically looks at how long do the cows stay in the herd. An interesting fact for our listeners is that cows have to stay at least into two lactations to cover all their costs as a heifer being reared, which is a negative on profitability. And then, of course, feed costs and other costs incurred in the first and second lactation. So longevity has got an interest because of strong economics. There's an environmental factor, meaning that the more cows, the more heifers we have, the more resources we use. There's a welfare issue in terms of longevity as well, in terms of culling. An interesting factor is that forced culling, over half of that is due to health disorders on the farm. So there are three terms that you as listeners will hear more about in the future. One is going to be called stayability. Basically, it means avoiding being culled. And generally, what we do there is look at what percent of the herd is over 48 months of age, 36 months of age, and 24 months of age, which, of course, is the time they usually have their first calf. Another term, a bill that we'll be hearing about, a length of productive life. And that's kind of the one that most people are settling in on now. What day do we have our first calf, and what day does that cow leave the farm? And so that is a productive day, and has an economic value in terms of dollars per day. It can also have time effect built in as well. Herd life is another factor that's interesting. That is from the time the calf is born until the cow or the animal leaves the herd. So you'll see those three numbers there as well. So let's focus in on productive life, and our speaker has looked at, there's several factors that impact that. The first one, of course, is going to be the herd age. That's pretty straightforward. So herds that have more older cows will obviously have a higher productive lifetime. Now, the question is, what is that value? So that's another factor. What is each day worth? Many DHI centers will calculate that number for you, and you can use that to see which is your most profitable cow. And, of course, those cows that are profitable are those cows that get bred back quickly and produce high levels of milk. Another factor will be what percent of the herd is got three or greater lactations. Why is that important? Because we know that an older cow produces roughly 20 pounds more milk compared to a young cow that just enters the herd. So older cows produce more milk, therefore they produce more milk efficiently. And then the question is, what about removal from the herd? Are they voluntary? A voluntary removal would be such things as because she's a low-producing cow or she has a bad disposition. An involuntary cow would be a cow that maybe had mastitis, became sterile, or unfortunately would die on the farm. And of course, she is gone at that point. And there are some real financial incentives both on the cow and the heifer side. The national data from Canada would suggest that anywhere from 11 to 22% of the heifers that are born on the farm live never reach the milking herd due to calf losses, reproductive problems, and factors like that. And then another 8 to 16% are culled in the first lactation. Some herds are much more aggressive on that as well. The heritability of these factors are quite low because there's so many other factors, as our listeners can appreciate, can come into play as well. So basically, they developed a longevity curve up in Canada and they index that on their cows, and you can use that as a measure of profitability. So our take-home message is we want to try to extend longevity. That means healthier cows, less disease challenges out there. And, of course, there is a consumer perception on this one as well. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Feed Forum Friday brought to you by FeedWorks USA, supplier of Agilin Ruminant, the only feed additive certified to improve feed efficiency and reduce enteric methane. Learn more at theagilinstory.com.
People will say dairy farmers should help the planet. We say help yourself first. Introducing Agilin Ruminant from FeedWorks USA, the first and only product certified to improve feed efficiency while reducing enteric methane. Research shows a gain of 50 cents to more than 70 cents per cow per day for the cost of about a nickel per day. That's a return on investment of up to 14 to 1. Proven profits for you while having a positive impact on the environment. It's a win-win. More than 1.5 million dairy cows worldwide are fed Agilin Ruminant. Learn more at theagilinstory.com.